And now we're going to introduce you to an occasional series we're calling Mind the Gap, where we ask both a young person and a much older person for their take on topics both personal and political. So for our first Mind the Gap, you'll meet Raymart Katakutin. He's 18, attends Fresno City College, and works at a thrift store in the Tower District. And you'll hear from Rosemarie Carrillo. She's almost 80, and she's very active in her church, where her husband of 59 years was the pastor. But he died in September, and it's been really tough. One way she passes the time is to shop in the same thrift store where Raymart works.
My name is Raymart Katakutin. I know for sure I have a drive to help people. So I'm very focused on what I want to be rather than what I am right now. I've seen a lot of blame being put, especially when it comes to things like elections. There's a lot of push for, okay, the youth need to vote, yeah, rock the vote. But then when there's low voter turnout for the youth because we don't support what's being pushed upon us, I think we're targeted. So I think a lot of blame is being put on us specifically in the situation that we were born into, you know, revolving around the economy or technology or how we're progressing. I think that a lot of the people my age are in a very stressful position to advance.
My name is Rosemarie Carrillo. I see my future. I'm going to church and I go to ladies' retreats, and I'm really involved with the young girls, counseling them, talking with them, liking them, helping them. I think I'm ready. No, I know I'm ready. If God's going to come today or tomorrow, I'm ready. I've been in the church all my life. I don't know anything else. I've never been to a bar or to a this or to a that. No, I don't know. What is it to drink a beer or smoke a cigarette? I don't know that stuff. So I have always just been involved in church, church, church. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's my life.
I think the first thing a lot of people see about me is my race. So, like, there's a lot of stereotypes that come with that, you know, being an Asian American man. And so I think people perceive me specifically with the how I look outwards rather than how I may interact with people. So the things I wear, how I look, I've been called a hooligan on several occasions. So I think that's, like, a lot of the stuff I hear. But I think once people that actually, like, interact with me, I think they could see I'm a kind-hearted person deep down, you know?
I'm 80 years old. How much more time do I have in this planet? I'm not going to be here much longer. Now that my husband passed, I'm packing all his stuff to give to, we have a man in our church that's 82 years old. So I'm planning on giving it all to him.
He's a representative of a lot of the people in America. So whatever I think about the president is whatever I think about, like, the state that our country, our nation is in. So when we say our president doesn't support this, doesn't do that, then you have to look at, well, people voted for this man, you know? So I do not, I will straight up say I don't support Mr. Donald Trump, but I do say that he's an accurate reflection of what I've seen a lot in the community.
President Trump, no, we just have to pray for that guy, that he goes far away or does something with himself. Barbara Bush, she was my favorite. I just love that lady because she was so firm and she talked so rough in a way, and I like Barbara Bush.
There's a lot of closed-mindedness from older generations because a lot of systematic ideals that were pushed upon older generations. And that's not saying, okay, if I meet this older person, they're going to think I'm this way. They have these assumptions towards me already, because that would be me judging already. But I think the difference is being able to communicate in a different way. And I think that's always going to be the situation no matter what generation. Like, I see my third grade nephew already learning how to do Google Drive. And I already hear his music and I'm like, man, all this sounds the same.
I think some of them are in a hurry. They're in a hurry, and a lot of them have their parents do a lot for them. But we're supposed to let them do some of their stuff themselves.
people in my age group are honestly some of the most amazing innovators I've ever seen. So much drive and diversity. I think there's a push now for people in my age group to succeed. And that drive comes from us personally. Nobody's implementing these ideas into us like, okay, you have to be this, you have to be a doctor, a lawyer, a person can be an artist, every person has a contribution to the world. And I think now more than ever, the youth have a freedom to choose their route.
February the 24th, I'm going to turn 80s. And I never want a birthday party. I've always told my daughters, no birthday parties. But this time on my 80th, I'm going to have a birthday party.